This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for lectures, features, and radio shows. And now, here's Coy Barefoot.
Now, it's not every day in little old Charlottesville that you can get the behind-the-scenes, accurate, true, factual story about something you see on the national news. Well, not really news. The Daily Show on Comedy Central with Jon Stewart every night sort of gives their version of the news. And recently, in fact, I think it was just a couple of nights ago, they shared some news about Virgil Goode riding in a Hummer in a 4th of July parade. Here's exactly what Jon Stewart said.
Americans have been struggling to deal with high gas prices, but politicians have been struggling as well to show that they are sympathetic to Americans struggling with high gas prices, which is why it was so surprising that Republican Congressman Virgil Goode of Virginia, whose opponents have accused him of being in the pocket of big oil, showed up to a 4th of July parade in a Hummer. For more on this seemingly odd choice of imagery, senior political image consultant Wyatt Snack. Wyatt, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for being here. Thanks, John. I love this. Virgil Goode is pimp. Dude was like $4 a gallon. I'm Virgil motherfucker. Good, I'll make it rain.
Anyway, there you go. That was a couple of nights ago, Comedy Central's Daily Show referenced Virgil Goode, the member of the U.S. Congress who represents the 5th District, which includes our listening area. And to give us the true story about what they were really talking about, we're joined live in studio by Chris Fairchild of Fluvanna County. And if I'm correct, you, sir, are the owner of that very Hummer.
Well, to be exact, my wife makes me say it's hers. But
there you go. Hey, I understand that. As a married man, I know where you're coming from. So the Hummer is it belongs to your wife, and your family gets to enjoy that when if she so chooses to pass the keys.
That is so true, and we do enjoy it.
Yeah. So what's going on here? I mean, give us some, what 4th of July parade are we talking about, number one?
Well, we're talking about the Scottsville 4th of July parade that's been going on for many years.
Yeah, yeah. And one of my absolutely favorite things to do on 4th of July, actually, is go down to Scottsville. For folks who've never done that, it's a real treat.
We've been doing it since I was a kid.
Have you? So, Chris, what's the true story now? We hear on The Daily Show that Virgil Goode is setting a bad example, showing that he's in the pocket of the oil companies by riding his Hummer to a 4th of July parade. Evidently, we know now that's not his Hummer. What's the true story?
Well, if he's saying it's his Hummer, I'd like to know about it, because we're the ones who work for it. But the reality is, for several years, we've been pulling that Republican, Fluvanna Republican float with the Hummer through the 4th of July parade. And this year, I was going to be out of town, so I let the Republicans use it. And it just so happened that Virgil's PT Cruiser, hardly a gas guzzler, was in front of the Hummer with his signs all over it. You couldn't mistake whose vehicle it was. And the Republican Party asked if they could use a couple signs to put on the Hummer. And that's as much as I knew about it until the following Tuesday, when I got an email showing a blog with a video, well-produced video, of Virgil walking beside the Hummer with a headline that said, "Virgil Goode brings Hummer to parade, hoping for more wars to kill Muslims." So you can imagine my surprise.
Wow.
To find out the role that Virgil played in my Hummer being in that parade.
We're talking with Chris Fairchild, the owner of that very Hummer that's gotten national attention, the Hummer that was used, again, to pull the Fluvanna Republican committee float.
That's exactly
in the 4th
right.
of July parade in Scottsville.
Unrelated to Virgil, and Virgil had no clue to be there.
And most folks, I think, when they saw that brief little snippet of the video of the parade, sort of subconsciously assumed that Virgil Goode was driving it. But he wasn't driving it.
To the extent that the videos said, the headlines with it said that he was in the Hummer, so on. If you even get a chance to see the video and all the shots they make of him, they only get a shot of him even walking past it once.
So he wasn't driving it. He wasn't in it.
He wasn't. Might have not even really been aware of it. So an interesting thing is that it's on the same chassis with the same engine as a Suburban. However, if it had been a Suburban, I think you'd have never seen it on a video. It was sure opportunistic to create the big war, big oil mentality.
Oh, yeah. Well, the Hummer has become symbolic of, the big gas guzzler now. That is the big gas guzzler on the road. symbolically at least. I imagine it doesn't get great gas mileage, but it's probably comparable gas mileage to some other big cars out there.
Absolutely, many of them. And interesting thing is the amount of protest that we get to that Hummer comes from a lot of people who just drive a smaller vehicle that still sucks gas that could be much smaller or could be electric. And you, it seems a bit hypocritical.
Yeah, yeah. So Chris Fairchild is with us. He's a and I should point out, he is a member of the Class of 2008 Political Leaders Program at the Sorensen Institute for Political Leadership. And your son, Hunter, is a graduate of the College Leaders Program Class of 2008. Double Sorensen family here.
Amen.
And you're a native of Fluvanna.
I am. Grew up there and love it.
And tell me about your participation with the Republican committee down there.
Well, I've been a Republican for as long as I knew what politics, what the differences were in politics, and have been involved in the Fluvanna Republican Party for quite some time, and I'm involved with some different committees, government committees within Fluvanna County. However, I certainly think on the local level that most of what we deal with is nonpartisan and just about what's good for Fluvanna County and its citizens.
Yeah, I've heard that from somebody. I can't remember the exact quote, but it was something like, what's partisan about picking up garbage and putting out fires, you know? Anyway.
Well, in Sorensen, we were with John Warner last month, and I remember him saying that 90% of what politicians deal with is nonpartisan, and the public doesn't get the opportunity to realize that.
Right. It's that other 10% that gets all the headlines.
That's
and
right.
All the blog traffic. And
right.
So were you real? I guess you were shocked then when you saw that your Hummer was being used for a national joke against somebody that you support.
Yeah, I tell you, when it was just on the blogs, it was little more than a joke to us. A bit pitiful, in our opinion, whether it came from the Republicans or the Democrats. But then when we saw it on national television, it was a shock and a fun shock in some ways, with a little bit of concern about the little bit of spin when people hear that quick sound bite and don't get the opportunity to hear the other side.
Right, right. So now I'm assuming that you're supporting Virgil Goode. I want to give you an opportunity to let folks know why.
Well, a couple reasons. One, Virgil supports drilling for oil wherever we can get the oil. And we saw what happened to the prices of oil when Bush announced his beliefs on drilling offshore. Virgil's stance on protecting our borders, and as much as he thinks we should protect it, Virgil is a huge believer in legalized immigration. Virgil personally went to bat for me and my company 2 years ago when we as H-2B and J-1 employers, which is an employer of foreigners with approved visas, when the government got in the way of some of that, and Virgil went to bat talking with our consulate in Bucharest, Romania, to help us through that. So in many ways, I support him as he supports me.
Now tell us about your company and the website.
National Filter Service. We change heating and air filters for national restaurant and retail chains, about 20,000 locations across the country, every state of the U.S., and www.nationalfilterservice.com. And in that business, we employ people who travel around the country serving restaurant and retail filters. So he supported our effort in keeping employees to keep that business growing.
So you're literally one of the guys that checks people's papers to make sure, can I hire you?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's the only way we've ever done it. Wouldn't think of it any other way. And through doing that, by the way, it has grown many American jobs. And us being able to take on more accounts in the back office that support it, it's been a great program that if the government can perfect it, which includes taking care of illegal immigration, then it's going to be a great thing for everybody.
Chris Fairchild, a native of Fluvanna County and a business owner there, and the owner of the Hummer, which has gotten some national attention here, the Hummer that was used in the 4th of July parade down in Scottsville that Virgil Goode was not driving and did not bring with him to the parade, as a lot of folks out there have been led to believe. Chris, thanks for setting the record straight.
Thank you very much for having me. God bless Sorensen.
You've been listening to WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. The show is on the air Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 in the afternoon. Join in on the show by calling 434-977-1070. Or feel free to leave a comment on the show at SeavillePodcast.com. This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network.